time to find out what's going on in downtown Ely or in the Ely area. Ely Winter Festival begins today. Also, the Ely Folk School is cranking it up. They're part of the Winter Festival as well. And Molly Olson joins us now. Morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly, I was driving through Ely last week, and man, all those cubes were up, those snow cubes. What's going on there?
Well, they are getting ready and starting to carve the wonderful snow sculptures that will be gracing our Whiteside Park for the next, well, month and a half until it all melts. It's pretty exciting to see the process. It's a great place to view. There's actually a webcam that shows the process of the different carvings. We have, you know, teams that come from Canada and all over the U.S. to compete here. And really, I think it's more about the fun than the competition, but it's pretty neat. And then the Folk School has a bunch of events going on during the kind of week and a half that goes through Winterfest. Tonight we have a concert. Twins of Franklin are coming up from the cities, and they're a duo, and they perform all over the world, but they're coming here to Ely. So that'll be pretty neat at 7 o'clock. And then we have a bunch of classes. We have our petite classes and strudel classes, which are really popular. Different types now. We have coconut petite. I mean, it's kind of a mixture, but it should be really delicious and fun. We have another instructor who's coming to us from the Twin Cities, and he actually lives in the U.S. but comes from Poland, and he's teaching the art of pisanki, I think is how you say it. It's writing on an egg, and these are so intricately designed. And that class happens on Saturday, and then I believe he's also doing a scratched egg, which is, I don't know, drapanky, skobanky. I don't know if that's how you say it, but these are beautiful eggs. And so if you've always wanted to know, how do they make those ornate eggs, that's a wonderful class to try. We have rose modeling, needle felting. Tomorrow also we have sewing with beaver hides. So if you have been really feeling the chill, I know yesterday we had a ski meet here in Ely, which the Grand Rapids team kind of whiffed out on, but that's okay.
Oh.
the people out there had their beaver hats and their beaver mitts on, and they stayed warm outside all day yesterday. So that's a really neat project to take part in if you're
Are you telling me, Molly, that Grand Rapids didn't show up because it was too cold?
Well, I think there were some other deciding factors. They had maybe some kids sick and stuff, but you know, we certainly missed the competition of Grand Rapids because both varsity boys and girls are super competitive. So,
all right.
Now, is
away
there
from the sports?
Is there
back to the arts?
Yeah.
There's also a class coming up on a Slovenian version of ravioli, and I'm going to butcher this name, but it's Zlikrofi.
I can understand
and
it.
You can learn how to make that dish next Friday. We also have some tracking mammals classes, which are going to be outdoors and pretty neat. You have to wear appropriate clothing. But in the snow, what a great class, you know, because you always see those little tracks in the snow and wonder, what made that? So that'll be a really neat class for people who are interested in that type of thing.
Is there something to do with beards going on for the Winter Festival?
Yes, of course. For the Ely Winter Festival, every year they have the Great Nordic Beard Fest, which is actually a contest. And they have kind of a show at the brew house here in Ely. And so it's really, it's a cool event at the Boathouse Brewery. And I think it takes place, there's an event tonight, and then tomorrow is kind of a contest, I believe. So that's pretty fun if you've got the facial hair. I know some ladies have participated by tying their hair under their chin. That's kind of cheating.
So have you witnessed this? Have you been to it?
I have not been to it. It's pretty packed in there. And, it sounds like a wild time. I've always wanted to go. So maybe this year will be my year. I know some feature glitter, you know, sort of the man glitter. my husband runs a sawmill. I think he should just go and put a bunch of sawdust in there. You know, that's the true man glitter. But
yeah, I just wonder what the categories. I wonder what winners look like. What are they looking for? The thickest,
crazy.
The longest.
Or? I mean, they could have like those handlebar beards.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like where instead of the mustache, they kind of twist it up. Just so you know, some more classic, kind of like big, you know, and then some long. So it's all kinds. And then some do sort of the shaving or carving into it. Carving? That sounds really weird. But there's actually a wonderful sculpture to promote the Beard Fest right outside of the Northern Grounds on Sheridan. So if you're driving through Ely, you just have to look right next to the Northern Grounds. There's a big bearded man with the handlebar beard. So,
nice.
So it's a great time to visit Ely. It's beautiful up here. Bring your skis, your snowmobile, or your snowshoes, and take advantage of the winter.
Wow, and so many classes going on.
Yes, so check it out on our website.
ElyFolkSchool.org. You can also find information at the Ely Winter Festival. .org.com. Something like that. They'll find it. You can Google well. Molly, have a great time and good to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Molly Olson from the Ely Folk School.